题目是拜偶像的后果。
Today's topic is the consequence of worshiping idols.
请打开圣经《生命记》第八章的第十九节到二十节。
Please turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 19 and 20.
《生命记》第八章第十九节到二十节，你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神，侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡。这是我今日警戒你们的。耶和华在你们面前怎样使列国的民灭亡，你们也必照样灭亡，因为你们不听从耶和华你们神的话。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 19 and 20. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God.
在旧约时代，偶像是通常是那些人造的那些雕像。
In the Old Testament, an idol is usually a carved image.
是一些属那些虚无的东西。
It is something that's truly of no value.
但是能够引诱人离开神。
But it entices men to leave God.
使到人陷入在这个罪恶的生活当中。
So that men sink into a life of sin.
因此，神警告以色列人要离开这些偶像。
Therefore, God warns His people to depart from these idols.
要将他们完全的消除掉。
And to remove them completely.
人喜欢敬拜这些偶像是一些很普遍的事情。
It's very commonplace that men likes to worship these idols.
任何一个时代都有。
Given any time period, there's such worship.
就是今天这个科技发达的时代。
Even today, in a time where science reigns,
仍然有很多人敬拜偶像。
But many people still worship idols.
我在年幼的时候
，When I was young,
我曾经经历过这个拜偶像的事情。
I experienced idol worship.
我所居住的村子里面
，The village I lived in,
几乎每一家人都敬拜偶像。
Just about every family worshiped an idol.
只有我父母亲什么都不拜。
Except my parents who worship nothing.
我家里也没有烧香。
We didn't burn incense at home.
也没有什么祭坛。
We didn't have little altars at home.
有些人以为我家是信基督教的。
Some people thought that my family were Christians.
如果你到过台湾或者东南亚的一些国家。
If you've been to Taiwan or Southeast Asian countries.
你会发觉到拜偶像的事情相当的普遍。
You will realize that idol worship is very prevalent.
当以色列人离开埃及，在这个旷野漂流的时候
，And as the Israelites left Egypt and was wandering in the desert,
他们就曾经在这个西乃山，塑造这个金牛犊来拜。
At the foot of Mount Sinai, they created a golden calf to worship.
后来又在这个巴利比尔这个地方。拜这个假神。
Later on at Baal Peor, they worshipped a false god.
所以摩西知道以色列人的弱点。
So Moses knew the weaknesses of the Israelites.
所以他警戒他们
，so he warned,
千万不要拜这些偶像。
So he warned them to never bow down to these idols.
免得他们陷入这个在这个罪恶的当中。
So that they would not fall into sin.
无论是古代或者现今的时代。
No matter if it's ancient times or present day,
都有人拜偶像。
There are men who worship idols.
我们到底拜偶像是怎么一回事？
But what is worshiping of idols?
会带给人什么后果？
And what kind of consequences will it bring to men?
十诫的第一条诫命吩咐人单单可以敬拜这位独一的真神。
In the Ten Commandments, the very first one says that you shall have no other gods before me.
不可以拜其他的偶像。
You cannot have other idols before me.
生命记第五章第七节告诉我们。
In Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 7 it says,
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
圣经讲到耶和华神是创造天地万物的主宰。
The Bible tells us that the Jehovah Lord is the one who created heaven and earth.
他是独一无二的真神。
There's no other gods beside him.
所以我们应当单单的敬拜他。
So we must worship God alone.
耶和华圣经讲是独一的真神。
The Bible tells us that the Lord is the only God.
他也是创造天地万物的主宰。
And he also is the Lord who created heaven and earth.
他超越任何的这些形象。
He transcends all images.
人不能够铸造用任何的形象来代替这位神。
And man cannot form any kind of image to substitute for God.
所以先知以赛亚讲到人不能够以任何的东西来跟这位神比。
So the Isaiah says that man cannot compare anything to God.
你们究竟跟谁比神？用什么形象与神比较呢？
To whom then will you compare God? What image will you compare him to?
圣经采用不同的名词来形容这些偶像。
And the Bible uses various terms to describe these idols.
我们一共有三个名词。
There are three terms.
比如说这个偶像这个名词
for instance, idol
就是代表说用那些 骨头来雕刻成那些偶像
and it's to form out of form an image out of with an axe
或者又在这个石头中造出来那些偶像
or to hew out of a stone an image
第二个名词是形象
and the second term is image
比如说太阳或者月亮或者蛇或者牛
and so perhaps the sun, the moon, the snake, the ox
这些形象都可以成为人敬拜的偶像
and all these images can become idols for men
比如说如果你到印度去的话
for instance if you went to India
印度人把这些牛当作神来拜。
They treat the cows as gods.
所以信印度教的人，他们不吃牛。
Therefore, the Hindus do not eat cows.
因为他们把牛看为好像神一样。
Because they consider them as gods.
所以在印度的地方，如果那个牛坐在路上，你也不可以把它赶走。
So in India, if there's a cow in the road, you dare not to chase it away.
第三个名词就是那些铸成的像
and the third term is the cast image
就是用那些金属的东西把它们融化然后造成这个偶像
which is using metal or gold melted and cast into an image
比如说以色列人在这个西乃山所敬拜那个金牛犊一样
such as the golden calf which the Israelites worshipped
今天也有很多人拜偶像
And today many people continue to worship idols
这个是华人敬拜偶像的一个祭坛
This is an altar of Chinese
在祭坛上我们看到有不同的形象
And we see many different images on this altar table
华人把这些东西当作神来拜
And the Chinese take these as images to worship
这个可能好像关公一样
and this is like 关公
或者这个孙悟空
or the monkey king
我记得我的邻居就是拜这个神
I remember my neighbor used to worship this god
因为这个神他们是就是孙悟空猴子
this is the monkey king
还有观音
and there's 观音
是华人非常习惯拜的一个偶像
and this is a very popular image
那么除了这个这个是这个佛
and this is Buddha
肚子大大的
has a pot belly
华人也很喜欢拜这个像
and Chinese like to worship such image
那么这个除了是华人所拜的印度人也拜偶像
but besides the things that Chinese worship the Indians also worship many idols
那么印度人喜欢拜不同的这些形象
and they have many many images that they worship
所以摩西不断地吩咐以色列人说 当他们进入这个应许之地的时候
，So Moses continuously warned the people that once they entered the promised land，
他们必须把这些偶像全部消除，把他们毁灭掉。
They must destroy and remove all idols。
所以《申命记》第七章第五节告诉以色列人
，So in Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 5 it tells the Israelites，
你们切要这样待他们，拆毁他们的祭坛。
This is what you are to do to them. Break down their altars.
打碎他们的柱像。
Smash their sacred stones.
砍下他们的木偶。
Cut down their Asherah poles.
用火焚烧他们雕刻的偶像。
And burn their idols in the fire.
几年前教会有一位姐妹信了耶稣。
A few years ago, there was a sister who came to Christ.
她要求牧师跟一些同工到她家里去拆除偶像。
She requested that the pastor and several other brothers and sisters go to her house to destroy the idols.
她家里有不少的偶像。
There were many idols in her home.
我们读经祷告之后，我们就把这些偶像拆下来。
After we prayed and read the scripture, we dismantled the idols.
然后就把这些偶像打碎。
And we broke these idols to pieces.
那么这节经文讲到四种迦南人拜偶像的标志。
And this passage tells about four different things which represent the Canaanites' idol worship.
首先，我们看到这个祭坛。
First, we see altars.
那么祭坛就好像刚才这个我给你们看那个华人所敬拜的祭坛。
Altar is just like the picture that I showed you.
那么祭坛在当时是用一种用石头或者泥土或者木头或者一种金属的东西来造成的物件。
And back then the altars were made of stones or wood or gold or other materials.
那么在以色列人还没有进入迦南地之前。
And before the Israelites entered the land of Canaan,
那里的人早就已经用这个祭坛来敬拜。
People there already used altar to worship.
那么考古学家也有发现这样的祭坛。
And archaeologists have discovered such altars.
他们发现到这个祭坛好像一个圆形的。用这个石头来造成的一个祭坛。
They found altars which are circular and made of stones.
那么在祭坛里面还有找到这个神像，还有这个骨块。
And within the altar, they found images of gods and also of bone scraps.
他们也发现到这里用那些火来焚烧过的东西的这个迹痕。
And they also have found burnt marks.
那么有人推测，他们在这个地方，就是贡献这个人祭的活动。
And there are some speculation that they did conduct human sacrifices as well.
那么第二个，这个敬拜的这个东西用来敬拜的就是柱像。
And the second one that they use is pillars.
就是一种圆形的。这石柱或者很大的石头
It's either a stone pillar or large rock.
那么这些柱像有雕刻了神的形象
Now these pillars, they carved out images of gods.
通常这些迦南人把这些柱像放在这个高山上或者在这个栗树底下
And the Canaanites often put these pillars either up on a hill or under a tree.
有时候也把它们放在这个神庙里面。
And sometimes they put them in temples.
那么第三个偶像是这个木偶。
And the third idol is Asherah poles.
木偶是这个迦南人的女神。
And the Asherah poles represents a goddess of Canaanites.
那么通常是用这个。木头或者这个柱子来代表这个女神。
They're usually made of wood or pillars to represent the goddess.
这个女神被奉为是繁殖的神。
And she is considered the goddess of fertility.
那么象征农产丰收的意思。
Representing good harvest.
或者子孙昌盛。
Or many descendants.
那么这个偶像。 就是在这个以色列王国分裂的时候特别喜爱敬拜。
And when the Israelites split into two kingdoms, this is one of their favorite gods.
尤其在是这个耶西别的时代。
Especially during the time of Jezebel.
所以摩西警告以色列人千万不要把这个像建在耶和华的祭坛的旁边。
And Moses warns especially not the Israelites not to establish such image next to the altar of God.
你为耶和华你的神筑坛，不可在坛旁栽什么树木作为木偶。
Do not set up any wooden Asherah pole beside the altar you build to the Lord your God.
那么第四个偶像就是那些雕刻的偶像。
And the fourth idol is that which is hewn.
就是用这些木头或者造成的偶像。
It's idols made of wood.
或者用石头铸成的形象。
Or the images created from stones.
所以摩西警告以色列人，当他们进入迦南地的时候。
So Moses warns these people before they enter the land of Canaan.
他们必须把这些偶像或者形象全部拆除掉。
That they must destroy all idols and images.
用火来焚烧。
And burn them with fire.
那么这是对于独一的真神来讲。
And for the one true God.
而拜偶像是一种败坏的行为。
To worship idol is a corrupt action.
因为这种行为侵犯了神的圣洁。
Because such action offends God's holiness.
因此神在颁布这个十诫的时候。
So when God gave the Ten Commandments.
那么他就吩咐人是可以敬拜这个独一的真神。
He commanded men to only worship the one true God.
不可为自己雕刻偶像。
You shall not make for yourself an idol.
也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下的水中的白物。
In the form of anything heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他。
You shall not bow down to them or worship them.
因为我耶和华你的神是祭血的神。
For I, the Lord your God, is a jealous God.
神创造了这个天地万物之后
God, after he created heaven and earth,
就吩咐人去管理这些动物
He commanded men to be in charge of all these animals.
他吩咐他们管理天上的飞鸟
He commanded them to be in charge of the birds in the sky.
地上的动物
The animals on earth.
还有水中那些鱼类
And also the fish in the water.
神是创造天地万物的主宰。
God is the God who created heaven and earth.
所以这些创造物都是在他之下。
So all created things are under him.
所以根据这个思想，如果我们把神、人，还有这些偶像、这些创造物，把它排列起来。
So according to this thinking, if we put in order God, men, and idols,
那么这个顺序应该是第一就是神
The order is first should be God
然后第二是人
Second man
第三才是这些偶像或者形象
And third is the idols or images
那么拜偶像会带来很多很多的问题
So to worship an idol brings about many problems
那么如果我们把这个顺序颠倒的话
And if we reverse any of these order
如果我们把这个偶像的地位摆在比神更高的地位的话
If we put idols above God
当人不把这个真神当作神来拜
When men do not worship the true God as God
却把这个假神当作真神来拜
Instead replace him with false gods
那么这种颠倒的顺序会带来什么后果
What kind of consequence would this reverse order bring about?
我们这个后果会带来，圣经告诉我们会带来很多的伤害。
And the Bible tells us that there are many harm that will come about.
所以《申命记》第四章第十六节这么说。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 16 it tells us.
唯恐你们败坏自己，雕刻偶像，仿佛什么男像女像。
So that you do not become corrupt and make for yourselves an idol, an image of any shape, whether formed like a man or a woman.
败坏自己就是道德的败坏。
To become corrupt is morally corrupt.
违背了神的圣约。
And it is to disobey God's will.
那么结果就带来很多神的审判。
And it will bring about much of God's judgment.
圣经也称这个偶像是可憎之物。
And the Bible also says that the idols are
it's a
hateful thing.
就是能够污秽我们的心灵。
And it will pollute our hearts.
能够蒙蔽我们人的思想。
And will deceive our thoughts.
把人的位，把人的地位降低到好像动物都不如。
And it degrades the position of men to even below animals.
所以先知耶利米很无情地告诉这些敬拜偶像的人。
So, Jeremiah mercilessly warned the men.
个人都成了畜类，毫无知识。
Everyone is senseless and without knowledge.
他说这些拜偶像的人真的是好像这些畜类一样。
He said those who worship idols are just like animals.
能够污染一个人的人性。
They contaminate a person's character.
和他的道德的思想。
And also his moral thinking.
所以圣经警告我们不要拜偶像。
So the Bible warns us not to worship any idols.
这两节经文讲到不可以为自己雕刻偶像。
And these two verses tell us you shall not make for yourself an idol.
也不可做什么形象。
In the form of anything.
仿佛上天下地。和地底下水中的白物。
In heaven above or on earth beneath or in the waters below.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他。
You shall not bow down to them or worship them.
因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神。
For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父继子，直到三四代。
Punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me.
这是神警告人不要拜偶像。
This is God's warning for men not to worship idols.
因为拜偶像会带来很多不好的后果。
Because idol worship will bring about many bad consequences.
所以摩西在还没有进迦南地的时候警告以色列人。
So Moses, before the Israelites enter into Canaan, he warned them.
有人制造耶和华所憎恶的偶像或雕刻或铸造，就是木匠手所做的，在暗中势力，那人必受咒诅。
Cursed is the man who carves an image or casts an idol, a thing detestable to the Lord, the work of the craftsman's hand, and sets it up in secret.
所以在那个时候，所有的以色列人都赞同摩西所说的。
And then at that time, all Israelites agreed with what Moses said.
所以他们就答应说阿们。
Then all the people shall say Amen.
所以每次你听到别人祷告的时候，你说阿们的时候，就是你认同的意思。
So every time when you hear someone else pray and you say Amen, that means you're agreeing with that prayer.
所以以色列人还没有进入迦南地之前。
So before the Israelites enter the land of Canaan.
他们都认同摩西所说的。
They acknowledge what God, what Moses said.
就是当他们进入迦南地的时候，他们不拜偶像。
That is when they entered the land of Canaan, they would not worship idols.
我们如果再记得的话
，If you remember,
就是在西乃山的时候，当神要吩咐这个律法的时候
，At Mount Sinai, when God was about to give the Ten Commandments,
亚伦带领这些以色列人在山下，塑造这个金牛犊来拜。
Aaron formed a golden calf at the foot of Mount Sinai so that men may worship it.
所以大大的得罪了神。
And that greatly offended God.
所以神因了触犯了神。
And God took action.
那么神就要惩罚他们。
And God wanted to punish them.
所以摩西看到这个情况。
And when Moses saw the situation.
也知道以色列人的软弱
，and he realized the Israelites' weaknesses.
所以就在神的面前替以色列人代求。
So he prayed for the Israelites before God.
那么希望神能够饶恕以色列人的过犯。
hoping that God will forgive the offense of the Israelites.
我们神听了摩西的祷告。
God listens to Moses' prayers.
就没有毁灭以色列人。
So he did not destroy the whole congregation.
但是我们知道，当时有三千人不肯悔改。
But we know that at that time there were 3,000 men who refused to repent.
这三千人都被毁灭掉。
And these 3,000 men were all destroyed.
虽然这样，这个拜偶像的事情终于没有离开以色列人。
Even with such thing, the tendency to worship idols did not depart from Israelites.
那么当以色列分成两国的时候。
When Israelites became two kingdoms.
也就是分成北国跟南国的时候。
When they split into the northern and southern kingdom.
那么北国的王耶罗波安便在这个北方设立了个金牛犊这个偶像。
The northern king Jeroboam established golden calves in the north.
他这个地方设立这个偶像来给北方的人来敬拜。
He formed these images for the people in the north to worship.
就是防止这些人到南方耶路撒冷去拜。
To prevent the people from the north to go south to Jerusalem to worship God.
因为耶罗波安他担心这些人民会归向这个南国。
Because Jeroboam was concerned that his people would turn their hearts toward the southern kingdom.
那么从前以色列人拜这个金牛犊的时候，只是一次过的事情。
In the past, when the Israelites worshipped the golden calf, it was just a one-time thing.
但是这个耶罗波安在这个北国设立这个金牛犊的时候。
But Jeroboam, when he established golden calves in the northern kingdom,
那么这种敬拜成为他们国家的一个仪式。
This worship became the tradition of the nation.
也变成这个人民的信仰。
And became the faith and the beliefs of the people.
所以每当这个列王评论这个耶罗波安这个为人的时候。
And whenever the Book of Kings spoke of Jeroboam,
总是没有忘记这个整个国家敬拜这个金牛犊的事情。
It always mentions and not forget the whole nation being turned to worship of idols.
如果你看整本旧约圣经的话，
If you read through the whole of the Old Testament,
你会发觉到这个敬拜偶像带给以色列人的后果。
You realize the consequences which idol worship had brought to the Israelites.
因为以色列人敬拜偶像。
Because the Israelites worship idols.
所以国家后来就灭亡。
So their nation became extinct.
所以神就使用列国，比如说亚述或者这个巴比伦王国来灭绝这个以色列国。
And so God used other nations like Babylon to destroy the nation.
那么使到以色列人没有自己的国家。
To the point that the Israelites no longer had their own nation.
其实以色列人没有自己的国家有好久的时间。
Actually, Israel did not have their own nation for a long time.
我们知道以色列复国是最近的事情。
We realize that Israel became a nation again in recent years.
这就是拜偶像所带来的后果。
And this was a consequence of idol worship.
使到整个国家灭亡。
Said the whole nation was
destroyed. 这个是给我们一个忠告。
This is a warning to us.
就是讲到拜偶像是非常严重的事情。
The idol worship is a very serious thing.
我们可能没有到庙里去拜偶像。
Perhaps we have not gone to the temples to worship idols.
可能我们家里没有摆设这个祭坛。
Perhaps we don't have altars at our home.
不过如果我们把其他的东西来取代这位独一的真神的话，
But anytime we have anything which replaces God,
这就是拜偶像。
This is idol worship.
所以偶像不是限于一般人所想象的东西。
So idol is not something that's limited to what man thinks of.
那么除了这些形象或者偶像，
Besides these images,
这些东西可能是金钱。
These things perhaps is money.
或者是电影明星。
Or perhaps is some movie star.
或者歌星。
Or some pop singer.
球星。
Or sports star.
爱好还有很多很多其他的东西。
Hobbies or many other things.
这些东西都可以取代我们对神的那种敬拜。
These things can easily replace our worship towards God.
所以虽然我们家里没有摆设这些偶像，
even though we have not a physical idol in our home，
但是这些无形的偶像可以取代我们对神那种敬拜。
But these invisible idols can replace our worship of God。
所以《生命记》第五章第八节、第九节警告我们。
So Deuteronomy chapter 5 verses 8 and 9 warns us.
不可为自己雕刻偶像。
You shall not make for yourself an idol.
也不可做什么形象。
In the form of anything.
仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的白物。
In heaven or above or on the earth, beneath or in the waters below.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他。
You shall not bow down to them or worship them.
因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神。
For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
让我们同心低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
求主帮助我们记得你是那位独一的真神。
Please help us to remember that you are the only God.
我们不可拜任何的偶像。
We should not bow down to any image.
我们也不可用任何的东西来取代我们对你的敬拜。
And we cannot use anything to replace the worship which we ought to have for you.
求神提醒我们。
Please remind us.
让我们衷心的来敬拜你。
That we will worship you with our hearts.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.